This is Rob Castellano for AmazingAvenue.com. Today we're lucky enough to be speaking with Mets rookie outfielder Lucas Duda. Lucas, how's it going?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. First off, just wanted to say congratulations on a big-time career season for you. You started down in Binghamton, where you ended up being an all-star. You moved up to Buffalo, where you were even better. I think you ended up being the team MVP there. You ended up getting the Mets Sterling Award as the top minor league player in the organization. You made your major league debut in September. Now, I mean, I can't even imagine what all that must have been like. Just tell me, what was it like to have such a big breakout season this year?
It felt pretty good. It was just, one of those seasons. Hopefully I can go out next year and, wherever I'm at, help the team win any way I can.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of your major league debut, obviously you kind of had a little bit of a bumpy start to your major league career where you had that 1-for-33 stretch. Was that just nerves or kind of like bad luck, or what was that about?
I think that was a mixture of the nerves, getting used to the new surroundings. And to be honest with you, man, I was extremely nervous. I was shaking, I can't even explain it, right now. It was an unbelievable feeling to, even be there and to play was, a great experience. But I think as I got, as the season, progressed, I think I got a little more comfortable. But, you're still in the big leagues and it's kind of, you're kind of shocked. Or at least I was. I was kind of, playing against guys I see, and I was just kind of a bit starstruck. But hopefully, if I get back there again this year, I can kind of calm those nerves down and, help the team.
All right. It's understandable. And fortunately, you did break right out of that funk. You hit really well down the stretch. And, I mean, it must have felt pretty nice to know that you could hit in the majors, especially when you hit that the first home run. And then of all the guys to hit it off of, I think it was Tommy Hansen from the Braves, who's not too shabby. How did that feel?
I actually faced Tommy Hansen in high school. He's actually a friend of mine too, and he, I guess it's just, one of those swings. I happen to, hit it well, and just left the park. I mean, Tommy's a great pitcher, and I feel lucky just to get a base hit off of him. I'm just trying to make some solid contact off Tommy, and I did, and luckily the ball, left the yard, so.
All right. So now I mentioned you had a big year in 2010, but coming into the season, the one knock on you was always, even going back to your days at USC, was that you always had good contact, but you didn't always show the kind of power that people expected from like a big, strong 6'4 first baseman. And then, of course, this year you blow up for 27 home runs. You ended up hitting 4 in the majors. So what happened? What was the change? Did you make any changes with your swing, or just kind of happened? What happened there?
I think I kind of, I've been working with, the hitting coach in the AA, AAA, in the big leagues, and, it was staying aggressive and sticking to my approach. And if I can do that, then, I have a good chance to put up, some numbers, at least for a big guy. Maybe I could hit, 15 to whatever it is, but I think just the approach, overall approach, and the aggressiveness, I think that's what, kind of separated me from, this year to the past couple of years, where my home runs have been, very, very unimpressive, and, they've been 9, 10, 10 a year, something like that.
All right, well, now I wanted to ask you about kind of an often discussed topic for the Mets is their clubhouse, and I'm sure you had a couple friends in there down from the minors. But I'm wondering, how did the veterans treat you? Was there any rookie hazing, or how did you find it up there?
Oh, yeah, there was no hazing. But, I mean, all the guys were unbelievable. I mean, it was, they're always trying to help you out, and, they probably get tired of me asking questions and stuff. But they were, all the guys were just unbelievable. I mean, Carlos Beltran was not to single him out or anything, but he was, he helped me out, and when I was kind of in that 1-for-30 slump or 1-for-35 or whatever it was, he kind of took me aside and said, hey, you know, relax, you know, kind of offered me some words of wisdom and, you know, I ate it up, you know, and it was pretty surreal, you know, talking to Carlos Beltran about, you know, hitting. So, I mean, that was awesome. But all the guys, it's unbelievable how great those guys are. I mean, they're great ball players, but they're even better people, you know. So that's the biggest thing, man. It was a wonderful experience, you know, just to be around those guys. It was a real pleasure.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear that because Beltran is one of those guys that fans kind of see him on the field. He doesn't show his emotions all that much, and so people kind of think that he's too quiet and he's not enough of a leader, but from the sounds of it, he in the clubhouse
he really can be.
Yeah, I mean he's an unbelievable guy. Yeah, he's you know, from the little time that I've known him, you know, about a month, but he's you know, I can't say enough about him. He's a true professional. He's a, you know, he's a workaholic, and he's you know, it's just fun to be around a guy like that, just to learn and see, watch him, how he goes about his business. He's the real definition of a professional, and it's really, you know, it's an honor to be in the same clubhouse.
Right.
Most of those guys, all of those guys, really.
Mm. All right, well, I also wanted to ask you about the next kind of in vogue topic with the Mets right now, and that's the hiring of the new manager, Terry Collins. And I don't know how much exposure you're able to have with him last season in his role as the minor league field coordinator, but have you worked with him in the past, and what do you think of the hiring?
You know, I think Terry is an absolute, you know, great guy, great baseball guy, very compassionate and a lot of passion in the game. And, you know, I think everybody can learn a lot from him. And, you know, hopefully I do get the chance to, you know, learn from him and play for him. But, you know, yeah, I mean, he's an unbelievable guy, too. I mean, top to bottom in the Mets organization with a bunch of great people. And we're actually lucky to have Terry as a manager.
All right, well, you've kind of broached a little bit on your expectations for this coming season. What specifically are you kind of expecting as far as hopefully making the team, first off, but then your role, if you do make the team, possible playing time with the Mets? I don't know if that's something that you've gotten a chance to talk with any of the new front office guys about, or I don't know if you've spoken to Terry since he's been hired, but what are you kind of looking forward to coming into this season?
You know, right now I'm just trying to get myself strong and healthy. I try to make the team. If it doesn't happen, I mean, I'll go to AAA or AA, wherever it is, and I'll try to, you know, produce and hopefully get back to the big leagues one day. I mean, all you have to do is just, you know, keep fighting and, you know, see what's going to happen, because nothing is really promised to you, especially for a guy like me. I mean, I got to keep on fighting and clawing it out, and if it happens, make the team out of spring training, that's great. If I don't, well, I'm not gonna give up, and I'm gonna keep on fighting until I get back to the big leagues, or, you know, I can't fight anymore.
All right. Well, you kind of mentioned you're starting to get yourself into shape. Have you started your off season routine, or are you still kind of in hibernation mode? What do you actually do for your routine? I mean, do you have like a whole thing set up? Does the team kind of tell you what they want, or how does that work?
Yeah, the Mets, you know, they give us a booklet, and we follow that as closely as we can. I just started hitting December 1st. So I play a little catch, too. Basically, you know, a few times a week right now, just starting to get back into it. And then as you know, the weeks go on, I'll decrease the amount of reps and stuff, the baseball activity. But, yeah, for right now, I'm just trying to get back in shape and get strong, get healthy.
Right. All right. Well, I know one thing that we're asked about all the time as far as your development is your development with the glove. And I know in your minor league career, you've kind of moved around the field a little bit. You've played some first, you've played some outfield. Where do you feel most comfortable defensively? What position do you kind of see yourself as?
You know, it really doesn't matter to me as long as I play. Wherever I help the team the most. If they think I'm a better first baseman, I'll play first base. If I'm a better left fielder, I'll play left field. I'll play catcher. I mean, it really doesn't matter to me as long as I'm playing and, helping the team out in some way, and helping the team out in some way in a positive way. I mean, it really doesn't matter to me as long as I'm on the field and helping the team win, and that's it.
Right. All right, so now I've definitely gotten the feeling that you're a West Coast guy. You're definitely a Cali guy through and through, it seems like. How has it been adjusting to the East Coast, and specifically, how have you liked being in New York so far?
Yeah, New York's been actually pretty awesome. It's a bit cold, though. The East Coast is a bit cold.
Yeah, it is.
especially in the earlier months. But, as the season goes on, it's actually really nice. I was surprised what kind of, the weather. I mean, it's a very nice city, and, hopefully I'll get back there.
Right. Just feel lucky that you're not here right now, because it's like 25 degrees out right now. I'm sure it's beautiful and sunny out in California where you're at right now.
Yeah, it's like 70 right now. I'm looking at my thing in my car.
Oh, man. Don't even tell me that. I don't even want to hear it.
Sorry, man.
I mentioned you're a USC guy. I'm sure it bummed you out to have Notre Dame beating you guys at home a couple weekends back.
Yeah. That was...
Is that a sore subject? Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up.
Maybe we'll get UCLA this weekend, hopefully.
Yeah. So now that's something that I thought was interesting. What was it like to play at USC? Because obviously that's such a great baseball program. You played with a couple other major leaguers, and you played with Ian Kennedy, right?
He was my roommate, and Jeff Clement. Grant Green was there too. Another,
Yeah, the A's A's top prospect. Yeah.
Yeah, he's all those guys are just, again, they're great baseball players and even better people. You know, that's the amazing thing about it. I mean, Jeff is, I have enough good things to say about Jeff Clement. He's really, one of a kind guy, and he's a real stand-up guy, and, just a great person to be around. I mean, all three of those guys, really.
Yeah.
Great people to be around. Great baseball guys, and, great ball player.
Yeah, they definitely are. So, now, one more thing I wanted to ask you coming into this season, what is one thing that you're kind of looking to improve on? Is there any one aspect of your game, any one aspect offensively, defensively, just anything that you're looking to really to fix up coming into 2011?
Yeah, I mean, there's not really one thing. I like to improve on, everything. There's always room for improvement, especially me. There's a whole truckload of room for improvement. I would like to get my defense better. The small things. I want to do the small things better this time. Whether that's get a bunt over or, execute a hit and run or open a guy over or whatever it may be, just doing the job and getting the job done.
Right.
I mean, if I keep doing small things, and I think we have a good chance to win if we do the small things correct. And, that's the thing. Defense, hitting, I mean, all aspects of my game. Throwing runners out, I mean, there's not just one area. It's a huge, there's a lot of work to be done. But, I like working, so it's not a big deal for me.
Mm. And a couple more of those 400-foot bombs that you hit last year certainly wouldn't help either, right?
I think those are wind-aided.
Yeah. So, usually I like to cap these things off with a little bit of a lightning round. I'll give you a quick question. Just give me a quick answer back just to get a better feel of you guys off the field a little bit. All right? So you ready?
Okay.
Here goes. What is your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show, I'm going to go with Baseball Tonight.
Me too. The last movie you saw, and how'd you like it?
The last movie I saw was The Town.
Yeah, I didn't catch that when I wanted to. I'll have to Netflix that. Time. If I turned on your iPod right now, what would we be playing?
I'm gonna go with probably Kings of Leon.
All right, and one more. If I wasn't a baseball player, I would be.
I would probably be. That's a tough one right there. Honestly, I don't. That's a tough question. My whole life I've been playing ball, so. I'd say maybe a firefighter or something like that. Or...
Well, how about we just keep you on the field? We'll just keep you as a baseball player.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I had one more serious question for you that I had to ask. And people have asked this on the website quite a bit too. What happened to the hair? People loved the mop top, and then suddenly it was gone one of these days.
Oh, man, that's an easy response right there. I was, whatever it was, 1 for 30 or 1 for 35, and I just said, the heck with it. I gotta switch something up. I tried to switch up my socks, my sliders, my undershirt. Nothing worked, but then when I cut the hair, I think that's when I started to get the, a couple base knocks, and I got, I think it's the hair was bad luck, I think.
Okay, I see. All right, so we should expect you to come into spring training next year with the buzz cut, maybe.
yeah, no hair, just bald, just shave it all off.
I like that. All right, well, Lucas, I appreciate the time. Definitely enjoy the rest of your off season, and looking forward to seeing the spring training battle. Hopefully you'll make the team, and maybe we'll be able to catch up in spring training.
Yeah, awesome, man. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for your time, too. I appreciate it.
No problem. Take it easy.
All